Welcome to 7 Habits That Are Dangerous, Detrimental, and Damaging to Your Relationships. Would you like to have the relationship of your dreams? Welcome, this is Dr. Tony Victor here, and I'm so glad that you decided to join me. Over the last 28 years or so, I've worked with literally thousands of couples in workshops and in my private practice, and I've discovered that most of the couples that I've worked with really do want to have the relationship of their dreams, but unfortunately, there's unconscious bad habits that get in the way of having that relationship. I've also discovered that over the years, becoming aware of these habits and replacing them with new ways of being with your partner is the key to having the relationship of your dreams. So today, what I would like to do is to outline those 7 habits that I have found to be the most common habits and the most harmful habits to the relationships that I've worked with over the years. Then, in the coming weeks, I'm going to be looking in more in depth at each one of those 7 habits, and I'm going to be providing you with time-tested, proven ways of eliminating those habits from your relationship and replacing them with beautiful ways of having loving habits that will make a powerful impact on you and your relationship. So today, as I'm listing those 7 habits, just maybe take a few notes and just kind of be reflecting on your relationship and see how many of these habits might be showing up in your relationship. It might be these are habits that you weren't even aware of that were there. But as you take a look, you'll discover that they are. So dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit number 1 is playing the blame game. Now, this is a game that both partners tend to play. One partner will begin blaming another partner for something that's happened or something that they're upset about. And the other partner will tend to become very defensive and begin making the excuses or rationalizations about the reason that they did something. Or what the other partner might do, and that sometimes does, is begin blaming the first partner for something else that they've been doing. And both partners begin to play this blame game, and when that happens, both partners begin to feel defeated and discouraged. And this is extremely harmful to the relationship. Dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit number 2 is improper use of texting. Now, texting is probably one of the most popular ways that we have communicating today. Texting is simple, it's quick, it's easy, it's efficient, and it's unintrusive. And yet the communication experts tell us that 80% of our communication is nonverbal. What that means is that when we're texting, we're only sending 20% of the information that our partner needs to have to be able to understand what we're communicating about. And there's times when we're talking about things that are very important, or there's times when we're talking about things that are emotionally charged. In those times, when we use texting and our partner's only getting 20% of the information, or you're only getting 20% of the information from your partner because 80% is nonverbal, then it's often that it makes sense that it's inevitable that there'll be times when we misinterpret each other. When those misinterpretations happen, they often lead to arguments. And when the arguments happen, they often lead to frustrations. And when frustrations happen, they lead to dissatisfaction in the relationship. And when there's dissatisfaction in the relationship is being damaged. So texting is a dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit. The third habit is too much time together. When we first fell in love, most of us had that experience that we couldn't get enough of each other. We just wanted to be with each other all the time, and when we were apart, we couldn't think about anything else but the other person. However, over time, one partner often begins to begin feeling controlled and being smothered by too much time together. That partner will tend to react by pulling away. And when that happens, the second partner then feels like they've been pushed away or they're being rejected or abandoned. Both partners have the experience that there's something wrong in the relationship, and they fear that the love has gone out of the relationship. But in a long-term relationship, there needs to be a balance between having time together and having private time or time apart from each other. Dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit number four is forgetting to forgive and forgetting to appreciate. Both of these are very important elements to be expressed regularly and in a timely manner in a long-term relationship. In every relationship, challenges happen and difficulties come. And there'll be times when you will need to forgive your partner for something that's happened or something that they've done. Forgetting to express that forgiveness in a timely manner is very harmful to the relationship. Also, forgetting to continuously express those appreciations and the admirations that you have for your partner is also a very dangerous and detrimental thing for your relationship. So consider a green plant. Green plant needs to have sun and water. These are vital elements. They're not options. Without these vital elements, the plant cannot thrive, and it soon begins to wither and dies. So too is it with your relationship. Without those vital elements of forgiveness being expressed regularly and appreciations being expressed in a timely manner, your relationship will not thrive, and it will begin to dry up and begin to die. Dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit number five is avoiding those important conversations. Staying silent when concerns come up may feel safer, but it's harmful to the relationship. Going it alone with your longings and your desires may feel safer, but it's harmful to your relationship. Keep in mind that you and your partner are two very different people, and differences in the relationship will just naturally show up. Avoiding talking about these differences may feel safer, yet avoiding is what damages the relationship. The sixth, dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit is what I refer to as master talk. Master talk is a way of expressing yourself as though there's only one way and it's your way. Master talk is demeaning to the other. It's belittling to your partner. Master talk is used to order your partner around. Sentences like, you need to do this, or you shouldn't do this, are examples of master talk. The seventh dangerous, detrimental, and damaging habit to your relationship is having no shared relationship vision. In long-term relationships, it's important to have those discussions regularly about the future. Where there's no vision, the relationship will perish. Where there's no vision, there's no shared direction in your relationship. And when there's no shared vision or no shared direction, then what actually happens is that there's two different visions. There's your vision, and then there's your partner's vision. And because you and your partner are two different people, they necessarily will not be the same. So these seven habits, and let me run them by you one more time real quickly. Playing the blame game, improper use of texting, too much time together, forgetting to forgive and appreciate, avoiding those important conversations, master talk, And last but not least, no shared relationship vision are dangerous, detrimental, and damaging to your relationship. So, as you've been listening and as you've been considering these habits, have one or more of these habits, are they showing up in your relationship? Are they showing up on a regular basis? So consider this. What if these habits continue to show up in your relationship? What will your relationship look like 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, if these habits continue showing up? Or consider this. What if you decided to take action right now? What if you decided to begin eliminating these habits from your relationship and replacing them with loving ways of being with your partner? What might your relationship look like 6 months, a year, or 2 years from now? Well, it might not be easy to eliminate these habits and to replace them with positive, loving habits. But that's the reason that I'm here. I'm here to support you. I'm here to empower you, to guide you, to coach you, to take that journey towards creating the relationship of your dreams. And that's why, over the next several weeks, I'm going to be providing a short video on each one of these seven dangerous, deadly habits. And in each one of those short videos, I'll be going into a little bit more depth about each of these habits. And more importantly, I will be giving you time-tested, proven ways that you can eliminate these habits and replace them with loving ways of being. So what I need you to do right now is to simply click on the link to follow me on my Facebook page, and to add me to your Google Plus circles. When you do that, then you'll be notified of the Hangouts, when they'll be, the time, the date, and the exact details about each one of those Hangouts to follow in the next few weeks to come. So, this is Dr. Tony Victor saying, until next time, stay connected.